Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Since there is so many case studies already published using Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and now second Lord, sixth Lord, tenth Lord, and so on, all the case studies are coming towards you, helping you to ground what is you, as in what is your personality, your Panchanga, and how does it tie into what you will do in the world. Essentially, that's all career is, folks. Don't make a big thing out of it. Doesn't matter what your HR department or your friends or your families or your boss tells you. Career, or whatever you call career, is what you do in the world. It may be anything from arts, fine arts, yoga teacher, gym teacher, anything, music, arts, dance, so on and so forth. But there is a misconception, people don't take this tithi, the thing called the tithi, very seriously. So I'm going to be doing now a series which I'm going to expand more on the concept of tithi and what it means. So here's the introduction. If you've already seen this, skip this part and go to the next one, okay? This is introduction, it'll be common to all the particular podcasts. What is tithi? Tithi is determined by the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart. It remains fixed for life. It doesn't depend what period of life you are in, from birth to death. Each tithi is in the range of 12 degrees. Like you can see the table over there. Okay. So it goes from 0 to 12 Pratipada, Dvitiya is 12 to 24 and so on, in intervals of 12 degrees of angle. Number 2, tithi represents your emotional body, hence requires you to pay great deal of attention even before you go into the study of horoscope, divisional charts and so on. There are a total of 15 tithis, one set for the waxing half cycle of the moon, which is the Shukla, going from new moon to full moon. Shukla means white in Sanskrit. Second half of tithis is going from full moon back to new moon, which is prefixed by Krishna, or black, which is given Krishna because he was dark in color. All remedies, quote unquote, which are done within Vedic astrology are done for tithis, not Karana, Yoga, etc. Keep this in mind. Now, within each tithi, what shall I cover? What will be covered are these 8 points. Element of the tithi and the deity. The ruling deity is the main thing there. You got to understand the energy of the deity. You can do more research now. There is GPT and all the rest of it. Psychic abilities, number 2. What are your psychic abilities? What are your real superpowers? Each one, there is one, okay? Each one has a superpower. We're just uncovering what that is for each tithi. Number 3, how to enhance them. Number 4, what to be wary of. There are always pluses and minuses. This is a realm of duality, so everything will have a plus and a minus. We'll see that. 5, the personality traits of it. How it actualizes in your personality. And the life lessons, what you should be learning from that for this lifetime. The remedy for it, we'll see the remedy part also. And last, we'll see the differences between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of every tithi. For example, there is Pratipada 0 to 12, and there's the in the Shukla part, in the Krishna Paksha part, there's Pratipada from 180 to 168, the minus 12, right? The full moon going towards new moon, that's the separation, okay? So we will see all of this. Let us begin. Before we get into the tithi, I just wanted to add a note here. If you want to find out your tithi with your horoscope as well as Muhurta, what the current tithi is of this particular day, any given day, download the Jyotish app. I have included the logo of the icon of this particular app in the presentation above. It's a blue box with a white kind of flame. It's free app. It has no attachments to it. Don't worry. You can use it for life. Some benevolent soul has made this. Use this and then study more about the tithis from this channel, from ChatGPT, from Google, wherever you want. But understand the tithi is extremely important. It is like the operating manual of your life. Okay. Now let's get into the study of the tithi itself. Now let us talk of Saptami, the seventh tithi, and the people born under this particular tithi. So Saptami happens, or people are born under the tithi of Saptami, if the angular distance between the sun and moon in your natal chart is between 72 degrees and 84 degrees. Now we are increasing, isn't it? We are going in the order of increasing the angular distance between the sun and the moon. So this is the seventh position, seventh tithi. So what does this mean? Let's look at some general characteristics. The Lord is the radiance of the sun as Indra, the king of the Devas. That's the depiction made by AI over there. Okay, it's not that bad, I would say. Solar radiance and leadership, that's what this particular tithi is about. The element and deity is Earth as Indra, associated with Surya's brilliance. The psychic abilities or the superpower of Saptami born individuals are, they shine with the charisma and authority. They radiate vitality, leadership and creative brilliance. Isn't that beautiful? Their psychic gift is illumination. They uplift and inspire others through their inner light, often carrying a regal aura that naturally draws admiration. How to enhance this tithi for all those individuals born on this? Do sun worship, surya worship, sun salutation. You can even do in yoga surya namaskar. Ratha Saptami rituals, there's a festival, you can look that up, celebrated in India. Devotion to Indra, the king of devas. Physically, Indra sits on your shoulders. The aspect of human life that entails carrying responsibility on your shoulders, something like how it's depicted in Atlas as a figure, isn't it? That's the archetype we are talking about here. Indra. Practices of vitality, breath work, pranayama and so on, that'll enhance this tithi. What do I mean by enhancing tithis whenever I speak in all these tithi podcasts? Enhancing means you need to get in touch with that aspect of the distance between sun and moon in your chart so that you become more of you. Essentially, that's all it means. You tune into the soul energy and what it has come here to do. Apparently, it has come here. You are there in the physical body, even listening to this. It has come to do something. We are trying to unlock what it is that you have come to do. And this will help. These enhancements will help for every tithi. This will also strengthen their radiant power. What to be wary of? Their solar pride may become pompousness or overbearing behavior. They must learn humility to ensure the light heals, not blinds. Something like Indra. Indra had gone through a number of trials as the king of devas, got to his ego, and there were a number of lessons learned. You can look up stories of Indra for this, if mythology interests you. These stories are all given in the Vedic lore to give a metaphorical analysis of what happens on the positive side and negative side of every tithi. Personality wise, they are disciplined and protective. These people often act as shield for others. They enjoy routine but can be stubborn and resistant to change. See the downside of that. Saptami born individuals may face challenges in relationship and home life, often needing to leave their native places for success. I shall read more on this from my notes in a bit. Life lesson is leaving the comfort zone, working hard without expecting external praise. Indra expects a lot of praise from everybody. Praise me. There's that attitude. Remedy. It'll help for the Saptami people if they change the house they live in, move away from the country and be more frugal with money aspects. Now let me read some other points from my notes. Self-command and discipline, Saptami people. They have an Ansh or the attribute of Shiva in them. People who protect will act as shield for different people. They can be stubborn, which we already spoke of. They don't start things easily. They settle for whatever they have. Now, this is the downside of it. They need to start. They need to learn to start whatever it is that they think they need to do. They just can't sit on their ass. They have to do something. They start enjoying their misery as well as a result of this. They don't like changes. One of the strange characteristics is their childhood is in extremes. They can be either very rich or very poor, not a balanced childhood. They may also have some physical deformities related to day of the week. For example, if it is Monday, it may have to do with chest. Tuesday have to do with blood. Friday have to do with spouse. Thursday have to do with the gurus or teachers and so on. Sunday may be the head. They are very balanced people innately. They may have problems within their married life. Okay. The best way to handle this sthiti is to leave the house and go to a foreign country. Go, leave your native place. Foreign country doesn't mean not necessarily your nation, but the place of birth. Literally foreign in terms of Vedic astrology means your place of birth, the first house. Go to the seventh house. Seventh house is the place of others. Leave the country and home to earn your true place somewhere else. Your name would be found somewhere else, not in the place of your birth. Work hard. Do not expect things and praises from others. Do not show off. Change the house you are living in and become stingy with money. These are the guidelines for Saptami people. Now let's have a look at the difference between the Shukla and the Krishna Paksha side of this sthiti. So what's the difference between the Shukla side and the Krishna side of this particular sthiti? Shukla side meaning going towards waxing moon, Krishna side meaning going towards waning moon. So 180 degrees apart essentially. Element and deity like usual remains the same. Surya's brilliance, the brilliance of the sun. So the tone is more of, on the Shukla side, radiant, growth-oriented, authoritative, like the kingly figure. Think of king, Indra as the king. Natives shine with natural charisma and vitality. They inspire respect, embody leadership, and often radiate aura of nobility. Their siddhi or their superpower is illumination by uplifting others through their inner light and guidance. That's the true function of a king, isn't it? As told in Vedas, the king is one like sun. Sun is the king. Sun is your soul. It has come to shine its light on others. In this case, its subjects, people who are around him. That's the true quality of a king. We don't have that in our politicians these days. Many of them at least. Some do. How to celebrate this? Surya Sun worship on Ratha Saptami. Start new ventures, journeys and community leadership. Participate in your community if you are born under Saptami. Constructive and outward going. They want to go and radiate their light upon others, uplift others with themselves. They are strong inside, but they need to not get carried away by ego, that's all. Don't expect praises. Don't do it for the sake of praise from people. That's the lesson of Saptami. The tone of Krishna Saptami is the release oriented, dignified and sober. The psychic powers are, they carry noble radiance but in a more restrained and disciplined form. This is the king who is a little more withdrawn. They balance splendor with humility and their siddhi is measured brilliance. Their superpower is like controlled way. The ability to shine without arrogance using their vitality wisely. So in this context you might say Krishna Saptami works better than Shukla Saptami. Shukla Saptami can get carried away by egotistical tendencies, getting narcissistic. Whereas Krishna Saptami is more measured brilliance, ability to shine without arrogance. This helps more in the collective, isn't it? Because the Saptami is tuned to the collective as a tithi. Function, they can take do Surya Namaskars, purification, fast, self-discipline and preparing for deeper austerities. Going within. All the tithis of Krishna side are going within. You have to bring something out with quiet brilliance, not so much outward pomposity. Releasing and inward. Disciplines energy, grounds pride and balance radiance. So in this context, considering that Indra is the lord of this, Indra had a lot of ego issues. You can look up the mythology. Very insecure king, that's the archetype of Indra. Also holds the burden of responsibility of guiding all the other devas. He's the king of devas, so he holds that burden on his shoulder, shouldering too much responsibility. And in exchange, what do they look for? Praises from others. So in the Krishna side of this Saptami, seems to be more balanced and maybe they can accomplish more with this kind of a particular tithi. Next, we shall do Ashtami. Meanwhile, take care, be safe, share this video with friends and family. I'll see you in the next.